Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Welcome to another episode of The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland with you for the next hour, but I have a special guest again this week as we are bringing you some of our favorite records of 2014. I'm joined by longtime co-host on the program, Tom O'Connell.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be back.
Yeah, so we have been bringing you some of our favorite records of 2014 over the last couple of weeks, and we're going to keep on rolling in that vein. But if you're tuning into the program for the very first time, it generally airs on local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every single Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And the format of the show in its current edition is bringing you some of my favorite new Canadian music every single week, and then this show is both broadcast on this station at other times and elsewhere thanks to the NCRA Program Exchange and RadioForAll.net, where you can also find the show for your own personal download, and you can also subscribe to it on iTunes. So if you're looking to find new Canadian music, especially coming out of the Maritimes, there's no excuse. It's super easy, and check out the show every week. And I ended the year of 2014 with a couple of special episodes, bringing you some of my favorite records locally and then from the Maritimes outside of St. John and then the rest of Canada outside of the Maritimes. And I tried to make that focus on records that weren't going to be on my favorite list of 2014, try to spread the wealth around all kinds of great records that I heard in 2014. I never think any year is a bad year of music. I always think when people say that's pretty silly. I think that what they mean is records that I anticipated being amazing didn't pan out, or like my favorite bands didn't put out new records or that sort of thing. But there's no such thing as a bad year in music.
No, you just have to be willing to kind of put in the work to look for good music. Because I feel like good music's always there, and it's just kind of waiting to be found by the listener.
Yeah, exactly. In saying that and how silly I think that is, for me personally, this year was like a year of so much good music. If I was like a paid music journalist who had the time and inclination to do this, I could have definitely made a top 50 list of
Well, that's just silly.
I know. It's totally crazy. But I mean, you know, you have these big music publications doing their, you know, the top 50, the top 100. Generally, of course, they're being made by a team of people. But I actually thought that there was tons and tons of awesome new music. And in some years, I have more time to check out new music, and some years I have less. But there's so much good stuff out there. So again, if you're one of those people that thinks that a certain year is a bad year in music, if I hear anyone say that about 2014, I think that
Brian will slap you in the face.
No, you're just silly. You're just not looking in the right place, or maybe you just have a very, very, very specific thing you're looking for that didn't come to fruition. So I don't know.
Yeah, it always bothers me too when people say music, when they complain about contemporary music not being as good. So, well, it is. You're just not, you know, you have to look for it. You have to put in some legwork, but it's there and it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway, I had tons of honorable mentions on this list, and who knows if we'll have time to really get to any, but I might at least give them some mention towards the end of the program if you have a little bit extra time. So in saying all that, that means we have a lot to get through in this program, so I'll pretty much jump right into it. First, in case you missed the last couple of weeks, you can go back and find them in all the places that I mentioned, and otherwise we'll just give you a really quick rundown from 15 through 6 of our lists. So at number 15, I had Always, self-titled debut. At number 14 was Chad Van Galen's Shrinked Us, Bad Bad Not Goods 3. At number 13, at number 12 with Aphex Twins, Syro, AKF Twigs, LP1. At number 11, Run the Jewels 2 from Run the Jewels. At number 10, Mac DeMarco's Salad Days. At number 9, at number 8 was Ariel Pink's Pom Pom, Lee Gamble's Koch. At number 7, and Andy Stott's Faith in Strangers at number 6.
What's always fun about this too, before I get to my 15 to 6 albums, favorite ones of the year, that's that we always have some sort of crossover. It's rare for us to have a year where like there are 30 different albums, but so it'll be fun to see like which albums I liked and where they ranked on my list as opposed to Brian's. But anyway, my number 15 favorite album of 2014 was Brill Bruisers by the New Pornographers. At 14, I had Salad Days by Mac DeMarco. The Once Departures was at number 13. Swans with their albums To Be Kind was number 12. Bahamas album Bahamas is Affy was number 10. Number 11, I should say. Starting the top 10 was Death from Above 1979 with The Physical World. Number 9 was LP's album Forever For Now. I had Weezer at number 8 with Everything Will Be All Right in the End. Number 7 was This Is All Yours by Alt J. And at number 6 was the self-titled album by Ryan Adams.
Yeah, I kind of, and to just touch upon what you're saying, I kind of knew that we'd have a few things in common. I feel like I sometimes think that our tastes in music have diverged a bit with us not doing a radio show every single week and, mm-hmm. and not being able to like directly introduce each other to new music all the time. But I kind of had an idea of like, I feel like some of these we're going to have in common. So I'm not surprised to see things like Mac DeMarco and Always and mm-hmm. Bad Bad Not Good and all those sort
Don't
of like really awesome Canadian records show up on both.
Although I will say Brian has stolen only one of my songs this year. Yeah. So that's not bad.
I'm glad that I thought about that too, because that had happened in the past. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to bring you our 5 most favorite records of 2014, starting right now with my number 5. Following strong work for the likes of Kanye West and FKA Twigs, Venezuelan producer Alejandro Gerzi emerged on a whole new level with his debut album Zen, named for his ambiguously gendered alter ego, Arca. The album received a score of 79 on Metacritic and was named to several year-end lists, including 9 on Juno Plus, 10 on Dummy Mag, 20 on Tiny Mixtapes, 22 on Boomcat, 26 on Rough Trade, and 18 on Pitchfork, where it also received a Best New Music designation upon initial review. And like many artists on this list, 2015 presents another big step, and for Arca, that is in co-producing Bjork's new, incredibly highly anticipated 9th album with Hax and Cloak.
All right, my number 5, cracking the top 5, is Lazaretto by Jack White. Lazaretto is the 2nd album from the former White Stripes frontman, and it debuted at number 1 on the Billboard charts when it was released in June. Songs on the album were inspired in part by short stories and plays written by White when he was 19 years old. He found the writings in his attic and reworked them into new lyrics. Some of it's garbage, so I sort of laughed while I was writing it, he explained to Rolling Stone. I was going to throw away a bunch of it, but I was just coming up with new styles of attacking songwriting for the album. Reviews have been generally positive for Lazaretto, as the album has earned a Metacritic score of 80. White is also up for 3 Grammys next month, including the Best Alternative Album of the Year. You're going to hear the first album on that track, which is called 3 Women.
All right, so you're going to hear Jack White and Arca right here on the mixtape. We're bringing you the final selection of 3 episodes, bringing some of our favorite records of 2014. We're going to go from number 5 to number 1. So keep it locked right here to the mixtape. Oh.
the break of day. How come I gotta have a woman to blow these blues away? Hey, alright, I said, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy 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 Lord. In California and one back in Detroit. I got one in California and one back in Detroit. I put my woman in Nashville, cast a bottle with her daddy all night. Hey. Well, she hauled my asses, but she took them too far away. She loves her daddy, but only when she got bills to pay. Ah, listen, all right. Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy 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 Lord, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I wish I could tell you just what my three women do. Yeah, I wish I could tell you just what my three women do. But if I open my mouth, well, that'll be three women that I lose. Yeah, now I know what you're thinking, what gives me the right? Yeah, I know what you're thinking, what gives you the right? Well, these women must be getting something, cause they come and see me every night. Alright, I said, Lordy Lord, Lordy Lord, Lordy. Lordy, Lordy, Lord.
Three Women by Jack White and Lonely Thug by Arca from their 2014 records. Tom and I's respective fifth favorite records of 2014. And now Tom's going to kick off this set by bringing you his fourth favorite album of the year.
All right. And this is another one of those crossovers that we were talking about earlier where Brian and I agreed that an album was wonderful. And that is Bad Bad Not Good's third album titled Three. Like I said, it's not surprisingly the third album from Canadian experimental jazz trio Bad Bad Not Good, but it is their first album composed entirely of original material. In the past, Bad Bad Not Good had been known for creating mesmerizing jazz covers of hip-hop songs of artists like Kanye West and Odd Future. Aaron Matthews of Exclaim writes, "Three's hazy After Hours vibe is infectious, and these songs reveal fresh nuance with repeat listens. In one album, Bad Bad Not Good have transcended their reputation for doing jazz covers of rap. Let's see what happens next. And if you like what you hear, you're in luck because Bad Bad Not Good has plans for a new release coming in 2015, a collaboration with Ghostface Killa." And I was going to play Can't Leave the Night, but if you've been listening to this series 2 weeks ago, Brian stole that from me. So I'm going to play another track called Differently Still.
Technically, you could play it again.
No. I prefer to be outraged.
Yeah, we had a chance to see a lot of different bands together this year. I tried to get out to a lot of festivals, and we got to see quite a few shows, including some of the people on this list that we've been talking about, like Always, and then another one that you're going to talk about in a little while here. Mm-hmm. But the time I got to see Bad Bad Not Good at Halifax Pop Explosion was the one time I was like, I wish Tom was here. Like,
really?
I mean, I genuinely...
You texted me in a picture and I was just like...
genuinely, I enjoy seeing live music, and it doesn't necessarily matter like who's there, if I can go to shows by myself. Mm-hmm. But that was like a genuine show that I was like, oh, I wish Tom was here right now. He would be having the time of his life.
That would have been great. Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, I'm happy you got to see them, but I also wish I was there.
Hopefully they'll come through sometime.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will.
All right, my fourth favorite record of 2014 is Reality Testing, the palate-expanding sixth album from Manchester-based producer Lone, a.k.a. Matt Cutler. He abandoned some of the full-throttle pace to draw in new hip-hop influences to accompany his Detroit and Chicago house. Despite strong reviews from Pitchfork, Resident Advisor, and others, culminating in an 81 on Metacritic, there were a few mentions of the record found on 2014 recaps, but Mixmag scored it 100 out of 100 in their initial review and named the seventh best record of 2014, which, when I'm reading that, thinking about what I wrote, really makes you question... They're pretty good. Maybe whoever, I don't know, anyway, maybe whoever did the review is just one person. Whoever makes the list is multiple
people, because maybe, yeah,
someone thought this was basically the best record of all time, but then it it only placed seventh. Anyway, it was also named the 59th best album of 2014 by Rough Trade. I was a big fan of his previous two albums, and I think this is his best effort yet, and I can't wait to dive into what's next. And following Tom's choice of Differently Still by Bad Bad Not Good from 3, you're gonna hear a track from Lone's Reality Testing called Begin to Begin, as we bring you some of our favorite records of 2014 right here on the mixtape.
Thank you.
That was Begin to Begin from Reality Testing by Lone and Bad Bad Not Goods. Differently still from the album 3, our fourth most favorite records of 2014. And now we are into number 3. Less Majesty is the second album from Seattle-based experimental hip-hop duo Shabazz Palaces, the follow-up to their debut Black Up, my favorite album of 2011. While familiar psychedelic and experimental hip-hop standards are refound, this album differs in that its 18 tracks are broken up into 7 suites of varying lengths. The album received a score of 81 on Metacritic and was named to several year-end lists, including placing number 1 on Gorilla vs. Bear, number 7 on The Wire, number 29 on Fact Magazine, 35 on Pitchfork, 49 on Boomcat, and 87 on Rough Trade. And it was also the 107th most played release on Canadian Campus and Community Radio. And the band is already extremely busy on tour in 2015, and that includes a recent show at Jack White's Third Man Records in the latest installment of Live at Third Man, the label's string of direct-to-acetate live records. And although Third Man hasn't announced whether the album will get a wider release, past installments of the Live at Third Man series had a split-color vinyl as an exclusive to attendees of the show, while a standard black version will be available for everyone else. So hopefully we'll hear more about that in the near future, and you're going to hear a track called They Come in Gold.
All right, so in my number 3 favorite album of 2014, I have A Real Fine Mess by The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. This act celebrated the release of their third album with a summer of festival hopping, playing such events as South by Southwest, the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the Ottawa Blues Fest, Calgary Folk Fest, Montreal Jazz Fest, and in the fall, the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival in Fredericton, where Brian and I both saw them.
Twice.
That's right. Yeah, we did see them twice. I also got yelled at one of those shows, but remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
I stood in front of him. He was sitting down. And he yelled at me.
Yeah.
Then he moved and he continued to yell at me. He was grouchy.
Then he left.
Then he laughed, yeah. Music's too loud. So I have a quote here from their website because I figured they can do a better job explaining what they're all about than I could. So in reality, Sean the Harpoonist Hall and Matthew the Axe Murderer Rogers evoke much more than just grisly nautical imagery. Armed with an arsenal of harmonicas, a mess of foot percussion, and a road-worn Telecaster, the duo kick out raw and primal blues into tradition of a decades deep blues style, while infusing the genre with a jolt of renewed energy. Their influences range from the iconic songwriting of Willie Dixon to the boundary pushing of Jack White and Danger Mouse, but their sound is distinctly their own, smothered in greasy, gritty soul and imbued with funk. Sean Hall provides the rousing, rugged vocals and blues harmonica, while Matthew Rogers rips on the guitar and pounds the skins with his feet. Their music is unapologetic. It slaps you in the face and makes you sweat like it's a sticky summer night. It cuts you to the core. It's the blues play the way it was meant to be played. And I'm going to play my favorite track from their album, A Real Fine Mess, and that song is called Mama's in the Backseat.
All right, you're going to hear The Harpoons and The Axe Murderer, and before that, Shabazz Palaces right here on the mixtape. We're bringing you some of our favorite records of 2014. Here are our number 3 picks.
Vanity, I love you for myself. And always you and always never no one else. Sanity, a vestige of my wealth. Lost but always found before the idols that I knelt. Strategy, the only way to try. Keep it do or die and always think in terms of I. Reverie, some legend futures past. Revelry instead, for it renders hella fast. Capital, a sound that's on the rise. It's shaking unrealized until ashes has been raised. Sepulcher, a stage alive by ghosts. Floating off of bags of the blood encrusted dough. Far sealed, quite simply it is him. It's black of filling pedalistic catastrophic hymns. Darkness, the light that flashed in there. Kingdom stellar layers to which my kind is the heirs. Pasteurized, the gesture's game of vice. The prior said culprit it slain during heist. And just walk around and walking around. They just watching down, they watching down. What they talking about, they talking about. Don't you copping out, don't copping out. From a cold cloth cut in the deep zones. A sunken ship with the ghost tone.
pay for my seat in it.
There.
Find her plaza under the chair, hot, tucked in a dough spot. So the wrong tie screech every time we dish. We converse in the ancient languages. If you come to see her, this is what you get. Specialist, equipped for the long trip. Yeah. And my jacket fits. And I'm packing it. So miraculous. And it's statuesque. Legends carry like a killer's nerves. One pitch is worth a thousand swerves. Backstated to enhance what is pre-glow. Dance with the white whale on the pink rock. And find your way fast when the road curves. It's a seesaw. Shall I go? Shall I go? Look at me fall. Did I know? Did I know? Cause you on a gilded wing, rockin' filthy rings. Go back, just you go back. Yeah, you said it cool, but it's old hat. Shall we raise a drink? Look you daddy. On the angel's sink. And my favorite color brown with pink. I believe two on his ink. I'ma hold the drone, a tight grip. They might trip, boy. Cause the way I talk, get enjoyed. Them just walking round, them walking round. They just watching down, they watching down. What they talking about, they talking about. Ain't no copping out, no copping out.
That was Mom is in the Back Seat by the Harpoonists and the Axe Murder, and They Come in Gold by Shabazz Palaces from their respective 2014 albums. They were Tom and I's third favorite records of 2014. And now we are into the top two, and I'll throw it over to Tom to take it away.
All right. So this is an album. It was number one on my list for a while until recently. I switched it with the album that's number, so I had number one and two, and I switched them back and forth. And this is an album I do love, and it's a self-titled debut by Always. And it's exciting to see Maritimers making a name for themselves internationally, and Always is doing just that. Originating from Cape Breton but currently operating out of Toronto, Always made a huge splash on the indie scene in 2014, reaching number one in the U.S. college charts this summer. The band, led by Molly Rankin, of those Rankins, in case you're wondering, was named as having one of the top 40 albums of 2014 by Rolling Stone, which said, quote, "The lyrics on this Toronto band's accomplished debut read like a great short story collection, full of wild romance, quarter-life confusion, and sly humor. Set to exquisitely yearning melodies and pitch-perfect guitar jangle and fuzz, songs like Party Police, Next of Kin, and a track you're about to hear, Archie Marry Me, are as catchy as they are clever." And like I said, the track you'll be hearing, the one I've chosen, is Archie, Marry Me.
And ironically enough, and this isn't, I'm sure not too many people are paying close enough attention that this will give it away. And either way, you're going to find out in a couple minutes. Your number one pick and this band played a show together.
Yeah, they did.
At Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival.
I was going to mention that too, but I thought I could be going on about that festival too much throughout the whole thing anyway. But yeah, we saw both my number one and number two the same night.
But we left.
We left early during my number. I do talk about that. So stay tuned to hear that story. Yeah.
All right. And it was your choice, not mine. So I
stand by that decision. You'll hear why in a bit.
All right. My second most favorite album of 2014 is arguably an EP at 6 tracks and 36 minutes long. But Music for the Uninvited packs a big punch in that time frame. Brighton House producer Liam Vinehall said himself that while it was originally intended as an album, it should be consumed as an extended EP. So take that as you will. Championed by Resident Advisor upon its release in March as one of the most eclectic and rewarding house records you'll hear all year, it was my number one album for the majority of number two. And it could arguably be number one, but I ended up doing loads of switching around and ultimately, I chose a different record as number one. Several tracks from this release were named to the best tracks of 2014 lists, and it also made many top release countdowns, including number 3 on Exhilarator, number 6 on Mixmag, 16 on Gorilla vs. Vare, number 28 on Fact Magazine, and number 41 on Boomcat and Pitchfork. And he followed it with a Butterfly single in June, and I'm antsy for what's next. Can't wait to find out. And again, quoting Resident Advisor, with every release, it feels like Liam Vinehall is heading somewhere rather special. So we're going to start off with Always with Archie Marry Me and Be Brave, Clench Fists from Music for the Uninvited by Liam Vinehall. Right here on the mixtape, we're bringing you some of our favorite records of 2014. Don't go anywhere. We're about to let you know what is number one. Vinehall, and always Tom and I's second favorite albums of 2014. And now we're going to let you know, after all of that, our most favorite releases at this moment as we're recording, because again, who knows?
By the time I leave, it could be different, you know? Should we recap the whole thing before we do it?
Sure, yeah, let's do that.
All right, you go first.
So at number 15 was Always with their self-titled debut. Number 14, Chad Van Galen, Shrink Dust. 13, Bad Bad Not Goods. 3, number 12, Aphex Twin Syro. 11, FKA Twigs LP1. Run the Jewels with Run the Jewels 2 at number 10. Mac DeMarco with Salad Days number 9. Ariel Pink's Pom Pom at number 8. Lee Gamble's Koch at number 7. Andy Stott's Faith in Strangers at number 6. Arca's Zen at number 5. Lone's Reality Testing at number 4. Shabazz Palace's Less Majesty at number 3. And Leon Vinehall, Music for the Uninvited at number 2. Leaving us for my number 1. And again, all of those super awesome records that I enjoyed very much.
All right, my top 15, excluding number 1, which you'll hear momentarily. Number 15, I had Brill Bruisers by The New Pornographers. Number 14, Mac DeMarco with Salad Days. Number 13, The Once with their album Departures. Number 12, I had To Be Kind by Swans. Number 11, I had Bahamas with Bahamas is Affy. Number 10 was The Physical World by Death From Above, 1979. At number 9, we had LP with her third album, Forever For Now. At number 8, Everything Will Be Alright in the End by Weezer. Number 7, Alt J with their album, This Is All Yours. At number 6, I had the self-titled album by Ryan Adams. Number 5, with Jack White's album, Lazaretto. Number 4 was 3 by Bad Bad Not Good. Number 3 is A Real Fine Mess by The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. And at number 2, I had the self-titled debut album by Always.
All right. So my most favorite record of 2014 is Our Love, the 6th album from Canadian musician Caribou, aka Dan Snaith. Containing hip-hop and R&B influences, as well as features from Owen Pallett and Jesse Lanza, the album deviates from but feels familiar to its predecessor, Swim, from whose success the album title is a reflection of. Recorded after the birth of his daughter, the album features very personal lyrics about getting older, reflection, love from family and friends, and more. The album has a score of 84 out of 100 on Metacritic, receiving a Best New Music designation on Pitchfork, as well as appearances on at least 26 best of lists, with Consequence of Sound of the Garden both placing record at 5 and placing 8th on Metacritic's chart of mentioned on most top 10 lists. Tracked by Earshot, the album was also the third most played album across Canadian Cannabis Community Radio, the most played electronic album, and the most played album in November and December after charting at number one for 10 weeks in a row from October the 14th to December the 16th. One of my most listened to albums in 2014. I struggled the most with this one to choose my favorite song, and so I ultimately landed on the title track, Our Love.
Okay, and possibly, we talked about this earlier if you're listening, but possibly my favorite live show this year was the one I saw with Brian on a Thursday night at the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival, and that was the set performed by Hamilton's Arkells, and their album is my number one favorite album of 2014, and it is titled High Noon. The poppy hooks and high energy that is present throughout High Noon came through in live performance. The crowd of teenage hipsters, most of whom made me feel a million years old, was certainly into it, and although I was into it as well, I showed my age by ducking out early. We both ducked out early so that I could go to work the next day and have a good night of rest, because I knew I had a rough day at work ahead of me, and I did have a really rough day at work the next day. So as much as I wanted to see that whole set, I stand by my decision. My life was easier because of that. However, as for the album itself, High Noon debuted at number 3 on the Canadian charts. Zachary Houle of Pop Matters writes, High Noon is a fairly exceptional album, particularly as it doesn't have a bona fide Canadian sound, while not necessarily making market concessions to the States or a worldwide audience. Arkells seem to exist solely on a plateau of their own, and that's what makes them so darn special. Who knows, perhaps with just the right amount of luck and with the right radio push, this band might no longer just be collecting Juno Awards and other accolades, but may have a Grammy or two or three to put on their mantle. High Noon is almost that special of an album. It is definitely one to purchase and check out.
Thanks so much for tuning in as we brought you some of our favorite records of 2014. Until next year.
Thanks for listening, folks. And thank you, Brian, for having me back once again.
And the mixtape is again on Local 107.3 FM every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Have a good one.
Thank you. content.
You were all done up, but it wasn't for me. You were up at the front.